Cape Talk.
The US Report.
The US Report brought to you by Adrian Brudy. Good morning, Adrian. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right, Abs. How are you?
Absolutely fantastic. How are you loving Johannesburg? Everything good?
Everything's great so far, yeah. It's we're having a great time so far, yeah.
All right, absolutely fantastic. Getting down to business. The travel ban is coming on, even though partially.
Yes. The U.S. Supreme Court on Monday decided to allow significant elements of President Donald Trump's controversial travel ban against six Muslim-majority countries, saying that the 90-day ban on visitors from Iran, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, and Yemen could be enforced against those who lack a credible claim of a bona fide relationship with a person or entity in the United States. So the ruling now paves the way for parts of the ban to come into effect within the next 72 hours, as experts say it could lead to more scenes of chaos at airports around the country as travelers discern precisely what qualifies as a, quote, bona fide relationship with the U.S. President Trump already called the decision, quote, an important tool for protecting our nation's homeland, unquote, but the fight isn't over, as the court also agreed to hear arguments on the legality of the order in the controversial order in the fall. So we'll see what happens with the Supreme Court, but right now they're going to allow it through, probably through the summer.
Ah, well, and you also talk about Syria being warned. By who?
Yeah, we're not very popular in the Middle East today, that's for sure. The White House said on Monday that it appeared the Syrian government was preparing for another chemical weapons attack and warned Syrian President Bashar Assad that he and his military would, quote, pay a heavy price, unquote, if it went ahead with the chemical weapons attack. So Pentagon spokesman Captain Jeff Davis said the U.S. had recently seen activity at Shirat Airfield, which was the same base targeted by U.S. cruise missile strike on April 6th after a chemical weapons attack near there killed 87 people on 4 April. So here is U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Nikki Haley on the situation. I have a clip for you speaking to Congress.
Is alleging that the Syrian government is preparing or has been preparing for another chemical attack inside Syria. What can you tell us about that, and what would we do?
I think the White House put out a statement, and I think that's accurate. They have seen activities that are similar to preparations of a chemical weapons attack, much like what we saw on April 4th. And I believe that the goal is at this point not just to send Assad a message, but to send Russia and Iran a message that if this happens again, we are putting you on notice. And my hope is that the president's warning will certainly get Russia and Iran to take a second look, and I hope that it will caution Assad from the fact that we don't want to see innocent men, women, and children hurt again.
Mm.
So Russia, which is Assad's main international backer, denounced the warning and dismissed White House assertions as unacceptable, raising the tension between Washington and Moscow. And speaking of Russia, the Kremlin has decided to recall Ambassador to the U.S. Sergey Kislyak amid charges of collusion with the Trump campaign, and it's ending one of the most turbulent tenures of a Washington-based ambassador in recent memory. So he's gone as of 10 days from now.
And one of the strangest tours I've seen in a while, and I don't even understand how it even got to Serena Williams, but the whole issue that Serena Williams can't, if she was competing against men, she'd be 700, she'll be like number 700 in the world. What's this all about?
Well, John McEnroe claimed that Serena Williams would struggle on the men's tennis circle and he was explaining about how the rankings between the men on the U.S. tour didn't tell the degree of player acumen. So he's saying that men on the tour are ranked just because of kind of luck of the draw, I think he's saying, whereas the women actually, their ranking actually reflects their player capacity. What he was trying to explain was that the physical presence of men due to technology, due to training, was going to be more superior to that of women. So he's just sort of digging a hole. He's going back to the whole 1970s argument about a men's physical superiority on court compared to women's. So Serena Williams responded saying, keep me, you know, sort of jokingly saying, keep me out of your statements that are not factually based. In other words, she's never played the number 700 man in the world, and so he would have no idea. So she was, after he refused to walk back the claim, Williams tweeted, I've never played anyone ranked there, nor do I have the time. Respect me and my privacy as I'm having to have a baby. Good day, sir. So Williams is currently pregnant, and she's expected to return to the circuit next year. So she's just sort of saying, keep me out of your Billie Jean King comparison when she played. You're catching me right now, Abs. Bobby, I can't remember his last name, in 1974. So,
oh, well, I suppose, you know, when it comes to McEnroe, he's not one to shy out of the spotlight, and I don't see him apologizing anytime soon if I know him very, very well.
No, and he's won the Grand Slams 7 times, and she's won 23 times. So it's hard to make that sort of comparison, I think.
All right, Adrian, I hear you. Thank you so much, Adrian, for joining us. And so any plans for you, specific plans for you today in Joburg?
I think we're going to go to the Apartheid Museum and then check out a Soweto tour.
Absolutely fantastic. Listen, do you enjoy the rest of your day?
Oh, thank you.
Cheers.
Take care, Abs.
Sure. Adrian Bruni giving us the United States report, but she is in Johannesburg.